Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, Eddie is out, and Matthew, your co-host, is in for this second hour. And don't worry, Eddie might pop back in and with another Dynamite guest here in a little bit. We really don't know exactly what Eddie will do sometimes, but we know that the first hour was a Dynamite hour. Two amazing guests who've come an extremely long way to tell us about what has happened in their lives in the past, in the present, and what we have in store for our future here. This is not an exaggeration. People, I want to say that again. This is not an exaggeration at all. James, I have a friend here from the league. James Schellinglaw. Schellinglaw. And he's out of Florida. And he's running security detail around here. How you doing today?
Pretty good. It's kind of hard to follow up the two acts before, so hopefully I can do a good job and follow up behind them.
Well, what I want to start out with is take a look at these pictures behind you of South Africa tragedies. What do you see?
Oh, I see white genocide. I see the people that founded the country, and now the people have turned on them and now kicking them out of the country or killing them straight out. And I fear that that's what's going to happen here in America. You know, as white Christian males, we founded this country, built it, paved highways, built buildings, invented telephones, airplanes, cars, electricity. And now we're the evil ones, and now we're getting kicked out.
Absolutely. You know, our brothers Nick and Simon, they've not only said that we're on the path that they're on, but Simon has even said it like this: friends, I've seen this movie. I know how it ends. It is coming here. It's not maybe it's coming here. Our people are suffering. Our news agencies are complicit right now in hiding white deaths. Every day, I speculate that over 10 white people are dying by the hands of foreign agents, foreign people, who... It's just brutal, and our news agencies are hiding this.
Oh, I agree 100%. It's all by design, because they don't want to know what's really happening, because people would be outraged and they would come to conferences like this and be even more outraged because they're being lied to. And that's what we really fight for, and I think that's what's really great about this show, because we want to get the truth out there. And the people deserve to hear the truth, even if they don't like the answer, if they don't like what they hear, they need to at least hear it and know it, what's happening. And to the people in South Africa, the people here in America. And it's, it's unfortunately the normal media, mass media, the drive-by media, if you want to use that phrase, they just they put lipstick on a pig and sell it as is.
And how do they do that? Let's get some examples. And I'll follow up with some myself.
Like for myself, I've been interviewed by the local liberal rag. And I was in defense of the Confederate monuments and the Confederacy in general. And I was talking about how the South was right to secede because they were fighting for states' rights. And if you have states' rights, you have individual rights. And because war didn't go for the South, unfortunately, because we were outnumbered, really, we turned into a strong central government. So we've lost our states' rights. And because we've lost our states' rights, we've lost a lot of individual rights that we would normally have. And what we do is before, if you had a problem, you can have a strong representation in local government. Now it's all shifted to strong central government. So if you got Obama or Hillary Clinton or, you know, Trump in office, you know, I'm semi-Trump supporter. I like what he's doing. I like the Republican principles. But these people don't care if you have a pothole in your yard, you in your driveway, you know. They don't care about things like that. It's the local government, you know, the mayor that lives the next two streets over, you know, that's the guy that you need to talk to, the people that you need to work with. Trump can't fix your pothole. The guy down the street can. And this all comes back to local politics. and yes. we steal power back from the government. That's what the League of South is about. Is about taking power from the central government, putting it in the states, not in our hands, because you know we're not trying to take over the government or anything. But we want people to be fairly represented by the people closest to them.
And I want to reiterate to our audience, this is happening here in America. How is our news agencies, how are they hiding white genocide?
Oh, it's usually in the description. Some little bit of a wordsmith, because you can use a sentence, and you guys can practice at home. Use a sentence and take a word out of it. Say, well, you have brown hair. You have very nice brown hair, but if you say you have really nice hair, if you take that little description out of it, it changes everything. So it has a new meaning. So when you say, you know, there was a shooting and someone died, if they said there was a black man shoot a white man, you'd be like, oh, man, it's a crime. But if you hear, like, a white man was killed, you know,
you got that right.
A white man killed a black man, you're like, oh, the racism isn't alive and well in America and all this stuff.
Absolutely. And, and they'll post this
poor
picture.
Poor old black guy, you know. But when there's a white person killed, they just say a person was killed. They take out that description that's necessary. You know, either take out the description of who was killed altogether or put in there, you know, a black man killed a white man today because, you know, whites are being killed at alarming rates.
Victim and suspect. It was a victim and a suspect.
Because they're statistically saying in 2017, you have more chances of being killed, being pulled over by a cop than you blacks were. They had like 27, like, there were 23,000 murders. And a large percentage of them were whites. And there's only a few that are blacks that were killed, and that's what they protest. So things like that, you know.
The only hope we have right now of changing that path is to actually prosecute these complicit news agencies. They're complicit in white genocide. When they change these terms, you know, another term another trick they use is that they change legal terms and legal definitions when black victims or black suspects are identified. For example, I saw a news story where two blacks went into a store and shot a clerk 8 times. The clerk survived.
Wow.
But you know what the news reported? Especially aggravated assault.
Yeah, like the clerk instigated or somehow or another.
Especially aggravated assault. What does that even mean? That's not even, in my opinion, that's not even a true legal term. Yeah. They are hiding that these men had attempted murder on this clerk's life.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of a way of a thought control. You know, they use certain words and certain descriptions to base an opinion on something. They're trying to elicit a response out of people. Denzel Washington named it. Did it best. He says, you don't have to be accurate, you just have to be first. When there was a shooting or a crime or something, just put it out there because they're trying to get the shock media, you know, the shock value to get people to listen and turn to their channel instead of somebody else's.
Well, James, that's absolutely right. And we will pick up right when we get back. We'll pick up here.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Folks, when Eddie decided to start Blood River Radio, he made a pact with all of us, and he said, we will not be scared to have bold and courageous people. We believe in the freedom of speech, the true freedom of speech, and we were not scared to have people, anybody that has the right type of answers and solutions for our people. And folks, we have a guest on now that we just tremendously respect. His dad, y'all know his dad, Pastor Thomas Rubb, the national director of the Ku Klux Klan. Yes.
It's called the Knights of the Klan.
Sorry. And that's a mouthful to say.
Exactly.
So. But here we have Jason Rubb on, and he's an outspoken advocate for our people and a great man. Now, Jason, I just wanted to start out, explain to our audience these pictures that are going on in the background.
Well,
what do you see?
These pictures looks like white people that are being killed, a genocide of white people. I'm assuming a lot of these pictures look like that they're from maybe South Africa, but it shows an elderly man who's been beaten up, black and blue eye, has blood all over his face. Another gentleman with a scar on his face, beaten up, a couple black eyes. Another picture, kill Whitey. And it looks like in some African country. Again, great South African hero there who's been killed. A grandmother, looks like with two horses. And we have a baby.
Burned alive.
And then, of course, another white baby with the Holy Bible that's been killed.
Jason, in your opinion, what is the cause of these disasters that have fallen onto our people?
Well, what we see in front of us is white genocide. And the reason we see this white genocide is our people no longer love our people. We no longer have a respect of loving our culture, loving our heritage, loving our racial kin folks. And as a result of not loving our people, we no longer will want to stick up for our people. And that is why we are now seeing this hatred upon our white people, because our white people have recently have no longer, can you hear me now, have no longer believed in loving our people, loving our culture. And if we start loving our race, loving our culture, loving our heritage, then a lot of this white genocide will stop. For thousands of years, we never had this issue of white genocide.
Jason, Simon earlier talked about you can't keep a bucket growing in replenishing itself when you punch a hole in the side of it. And that seems to be like what's happening. Our people are attacking ourselves over and over and over, and the bucket is just depleting. The water in it is just draining. They are literally sucking us dry.
Right.
And I mean, I can't think of a better analogy. I can't think of a better picture of that.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself.
Right. And we understand loving our neighbor, meaning loving our racial kin folks, our white people. The two greatest commandments, as you're well aware in Matthew, is we are supposed to love our God and love our neighbor. We understand that is our racial kin folk, loving our neighbor. Not going out there, miscegenation, race mixing, sodomites. We are supposed to love our own white Christian kin folks. And we do that. That simple task of loving our white people, okay, and honoring our white people, then we won't see this white genocide. And that is our duty and our obligation for each one of us, is to love our people. And we can instill that upon our white racial kin folks. You're going to see an unprecedented culture change where our people will once again want to develop that in other countries, loving their people, loving their culture. And like I said, you won't see this white genocide. The reason we're seeing this white genocide right now is we have abandoned that simple concept.
I'm glad you said that. I've got a quote. Over a half century ago, while I was still a child, I recall hearing a number of old people offer the following explanation for the great disasters that have befallen Russia. Men have forgotten God. That's why all this has happened. Since then, I've spent well nigh 50 years working on the history of our revolution. In the process, I've read hundreds of books, collected hundreds of personal testimonies, and have already contributed 8 volumes of my own toward the effort of clearing away the rubble left by that upheaval. But if I were asked today to formulate as concisely as possible the main cause of the ruinous revolution that swallowed up some 60 million of our people, I could not put it more accurately than to repeat, men have forgotten God. That's why all this happened.
Absolutely.
That was Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who went through the great disaster that came into Russia and consumed their people.
Right.
And that is what's happening here, is it not?
Absolutely. Of course, when I tell people about the Holocaust, they always think of Germany. I say, well, no, let's talk about the Russian Holocaust. Let's talk about all the millions of Christians, white Christians, that were killed and massacred by the Jewish Zionists, and so I like to kind of bring that up as kind of like a little bit of as a talking point. But basically, as a people, when we stop loving our people, this is why we're seeing what we're seeing all around us. I don't care if it's in South Africa, Russia, the United States, Europe. We have abandoned our duties and obligations to our own people.
Hear, hear. You know, the whole law can be summed up in the Ten Commandments. We know this, but it's an interesting thing when people have studied it. They've identified the first three commandments are between your relationship with God. The fourth commandment is a segue between your relationship with God and your relationship with man. And the last six commandments are totally about your relationship with other mankind.
Right.
So we know we're supposed to love our God and love one another.
Right. And I think that if you look at specifically in the United States was founded upon a white Christian country, okay? In 1790, the first immigration law restricted people, citizens, to only white people. The immigration law, in order to become a citizen of the United States in 1790, you had to be a white person with moral character, okay? And so we understood that as a nation, and we understood that all the way up until 1960 when our immigration law was changed. And as a result of that, that's why we start seeing the influx of immigrants, non-white immigrants coming in, and the destruction of our moral culture, destruction of our beloved Southland, beloved Western states. The whole country basically has abandoned that common concept of loving our people. And that is, I think, a duty and an obligation that each one of us has to do. That's what we have to do as individuals to spread this, what we call it in the Nice Party, a white Christian revival. We have to instill that love upon our people. That's our main duty and obligation.
Folks across the radio, if you have not made the decision already, please, we have very little time. Make the decision to get into this fight and start putting everything you have into young white people, even if it's uncomfortable.
Right.
Speak with them. Tell them these things.
Right.
We have an obligation. You've heard it from Jason here. Right. He said that. We have an obligation to these people. We cannot afford another day of silence. We can't afford another day of not talking to these people.
Right.
and leading them. We have to lead them because we're the ones who know. They're the ones who don't. The scriptures also says, how shall they hear without a preacher?
Right.
Folks, that's us.
And I think another thing that we have to do, I think I hear music coming on.
Jason, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes.
And, you know, keep up the fight.
Thank you very much.
And stay strong for our people. God bless
you. Thank you so
much. Folks, we'll be right back. We got to make some coffee and get ready. This conference is just firing up for the evening, so stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. John Clements reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Europeans are not breathing a sigh of relief just yet following another day of record-breaking heat and temperatures soaring once again. The unusual heat wave has left many struggling to cope in the French capital, where homes and buildings are not designed for steamy conditions or equipped with air conditioning. The week-long blast of hot air from the Sahara Desert sparked a massive wildfire in Spain and brought France its hottest day ever, with temperatures reaching over 114 degrees. Records were also broken in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Apple will be assembling its new Mac Pro models in China, shifting the production from the United States, where its older models were assembled. Apple introduced the new Mac Pro earlier this month. It'll go on sale later this year. The news of the production shift comes shortly after Apple warned United States trade representatives that tariffs on China would hurt its contribution to the U.S. economy. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
my day.
Okay, oh, hello, hello, everybody. This is Lee Cochran. I'm taking a break, and I'm filling in. We got a great guest. We have one of the League of the South security with us. His name is Michael, and we're going to interview him to get his thoughts about the conference. Is this the first conference you've been to, acting security?
Yes, sir, it is.
It is?
Yes,
what,
sir.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
I think it's wonderful. All the things that I feel are being spoken.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So. Just speak up a little bit. Turn him up. All right. Okay. Is that better? Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry. Sometimes my voice drops off on
you. Well, I just got to project. So how long have you been with the League of the South?
Actually, I'm a brand new member.
But great.
I've been speaking with Dr. Michael Hill for a couple of years now and gotten to know him better. And
yeah, he's a great man. I'm glad you're here because, like this afternoon, they had some people. There's a lake partially around the motel, and they were, you know, chanting and everything. But we just ignored them.
Yeah, for the most part, they're harmless. I mean, a lot of those people will end up hurting themselves in the end. But you know, just I don't honestly know what to say about them because I can't get through their thought process or why they are begging their own masters to enslave them further.
Yeah, it's just I feel sorry for them because they're just being stooges for the higher ups, like the Zionists and everything.
Yeah, they feel like they're fighting the man. They tell us they're fighting the man, and they're doing the bidding of the man at the same time. They say that we are the ones that run this country, that it's a white supremacist. If we ran any part of this country, they wouldn't be allowed to do the things that they do with impunity. Attacking people, throwing hazardous waste on people, all that stuff, and get away with it. As soon as one of our guys is attacked and he retaliates, he defends himself, he ends up in prison. We have a man spending the rest of his life in prison for simply trying to escape an attack.
Yeah, that is sickening, and it's not going to stop there. There's going to be many more episodes that will get everybody in trouble. For defending themselves.
And that's what they want. They want to antagonize us into being aggressive. So they can, you know, it's the man that breaks into your house. You shoot him for breaking into your house while you're home. And then he sues you for shooting him.
It's counter logical. It's the devil. The Satan's behind this. Flipping everything around. And with the media, the Zionist media. And all, you know, it just flips it around. It gets depressing, but we can't give up. We got to persevere.
Absolutely.
And like Simon was saying, we need economic nationalism or some kind of economic nationalism.
That is actually, I think, the key to actually balkanizing is destroying the very thing that's enslaving all of us, and that's the Federal Reserve, the monetary system that we have. Is the thing that keeps all of our politicians under control and keeps us in debt in perpetuity.
Yeah, it's a fraud. They ought to be arrested. I mean, this is fraud. That negates the contract, but we were just snookered into it because the people weren't paying attention.
Exactly, and they weren't paying attention to that, and while that's all going on, they're just sneaking in more stuff in the back door every day, and next thing you know, I wake up, and I go to work, and I'm 20%, you know, people like me are 20% of my population at work. I mean.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Michael, like we had a man in Memphis. He was working for the Light, Gas, and Water, and they fired him because he was just participating in a Confederate heritage. But good news, he was exonerated and got his job back.
Well, yeah, this is good news, but. Does he get back any part of that life that was ruined? I mean, there's always going to be, there's always going to be a scar there.
A stigma to some people.
Exactly. And if this was truly a white country, you know, if we really ran our country, those things would never happen.
Yeah, they were saying that the white people own the country. No, rule. No, it's the elite.
No, if for simply holding a flag. Now, if he goes out and attacks somebody, something like that, obviously that's assault. Or, you know, if he murders somebody, yes, he should be punished. But for simply holding a flag, or for saying, I'd rather not be removed from the planet, and I'd prefer if my kids wouldn't either, that makes us evil.
Yeah, replace, like we rule. We don't rule. White people don't rule. It's more like the Zionist elite.
I don't think we have a single country that we truly rule. The closest ones I could think of right now would be maybe Poland and Hungary.
Eastern Europe. Yeah.
Poland is the only one that so far has told the Jews to go to hell, and they're not going to pay their $300 billion, for their extortion scam. They're not going to take any more migrants. You know, so far they're the only ones that have stood up for themselves.
Yeah, we're going to be defeated by our own kindness. We're going to commit suicide by being kind.
Yes, and it's pathological empathy. And,
yes,
what Mr. Rob said before me about, forgetting, abandoning God. Well, part of that is we abandon God. So he is taking, I think he's taking things away because we're not following, his orders. And I'll say it, letting women run things.
Well, I understand, women, a lot of people think, and I sort of agree, that women don't have the psychological makeup to be this super decisive. You need a man.
Yes, you need not just the decisiveness, but she has empathy, and empathy is a beautiful thing, but it should be shared. It should be for her family, for her people, not for complete strangers, just for points on just so people won't think I look mean. We have women all over the place holding up signs saying refugees welcome.
Well, there's a lot of women in Antifa.
Yeah. And it's probably half of it, I'd say.
Yeah. It's about half of them, it's just, women, like you're saying, they're too compassionate.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing.
But
when you give them positions of power and they start making decisions based on compassion instead of
reason,
pragmatism.
Yes.
Our job is to help defend and build and provide for our families, and their job is to nurture and all that. Nurturing is not how you run a country. It's not how you run a business.
Yes.
Handing out hugs is not gonna help anybody out.
Well, I give credit. Women, I think, do a better job in their role than like male father figures. I think women do it better. But anyway, we got to both do our role. Both sex has their roles.
Exactly. That's the other thing the other trick that's been played to think that, somehow we have to be competing with each other.
Yes.
And that we should be performing the same exact roles. No, we're meant to be complementary. We're meant to balance each other out. And, the man's pragmatism, his decisiveness, and sometimes his cold-hearted calculating has to be there in order for the protection of the family. The mother's compassion and empathy has to be there to make her family feel more secure. I mean, to make them feel better. To
not feel alienated.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I'm not the best wordsmith in the world.
Not me either, but, we're not male chauvinist pigs, but just like during the debate, they want to give away everything to these illegal aliens, and we're going to go bankrupt and going to alienate everybody.
Also, they can look better to people who are complete strangers. It makes no sense. And no, I'm not a chauvinist. I love women, and I think their role actually in the family is more important than a man's role in many ways. I mean, we get to go out and provide and perhaps put our lives in danger to help provide for the family. Her job is the nurturing part. To me, a lot of that is more important because she spends more time with the family, or in my opinion, should. But I know a lot of guys like myself, I would like more time to spend with my family that I don't get to.
Yeah, you don't, because you're out making a living.
Right. So in that way, I mean, there's no one role that's more important. They're both equally important. But I think, like I said, I'm not the best with words, but I think what a woman does, what a woman provides for, is support for the man and her family, and why I don't understand why she would think that running a Fortune 500 company would be more fulfilling than having a family. I wouldn't want to do it. I mean,
yeah, it's just just women. Well, man, I forgot what I was going to say, but women, their role is important in the first 10 or 11 years of childhood and everything, because men are gone. But it's good to have some kind of both nurturing parents. I know a lot of men aren't nurturing. Oh, thanks, Michael. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Let me see. All right. Thanks, Michael. And then we're gonna have a wrap up with me, Eddie, and Matt coming up next. Okay. Everybody, stay tuned.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Between the parades, picnics, and fireworks from coast to coast, most of us are experts on how to celebrate Independence Day. This year, we invite you to join us at Liberty Hall in Far West Utah for a grand old 4th of July celebration that focuses on why we celebrate. From noon to 2 p.m., come and hear patriotic music by Radiant Productions. We'll be showing a screening of A More Perfect Union. Enjoy free hot dogs and popcorn. And hear Benjamin Franklin speak on the Declaration of Independence. Make it an Independence Day to remember Thursday, July 4th from noon to 2 p.m. at Liberty Hall, 3677 North Highway 126 in Far West Utah. Sponsored by Loving Liberty. All proceeds benefit Follow the Flag.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, folks, we're back. This is Matt Goodwin, and I'm coming to you fast and hot right now. And we've got some friends along. Eddie, we have been talking about the problems associated with our people not loving one another, not following our God, not following the God of our ancestors. We've been getting away from it. We have erred. We have left the path. And the path has been laid out in scriptures. It says over and over to love your neighbor as yourself. It says to love your God and serve no other God. You shall have no other God before him. I can't try to just explain to people all of these tragedies without explaining some hope. And the hope is in Jesus Christ, that we accept him as our Savior.
Absolutely. You know what? Matt's a big Christian. I'm a Christian. Lee's Christian. And to go back to kind of paraphrase what Matt just said in a slightly abstract term, what we've seen displayed here in the show today from people giving it to you in living color, up close and personal, what happens when Satan takes over people. One fellow said on our show, I think it was Nick from Croatia, who said that the human heart is always in a battle, Matt. The scripture says that every bed, and Matt knows this better than I do, the depth of evil, there's no end to the bottom of the evil that man can do. The man has an evil heart. It's probably only through the Holy Spirit that we can defeat that evil. So what we're seeing illustrated today with these horrible photographs Matt has put on our behind us, you can barely stand to watch. People here in the United States, and Simon pointed out, I'll just kind of paraphrase what Simon said. We here in the United States are spoiled rotten. We get a school shooting once a year, and we go crazy. We have a cop killed every 3 months. We go like it's the tragedy, like it's the end of the world. It happens every stinking day in South Africa. It happened every day in Croatia, in Romania, in Hungary, in Russia. It's the same people that do it. You couldn't say it. It's the Jew. It's the Jews. It isn't Bombardier, it isn't Matt talking, it isn't Lee talking. It's these people we interview. Every single country, the Jews have led this because, by the way, you know, as you hear people, we were still at the conference here at Montgomery Bell, and so that's just normal conference noise. But the scripture says, I'm going to go back to Matt, the scripture says that when Christ was talking to the Pharisees and the scribes, you are of your father the devil. He came to kill, to destroy, and I'll add, to rape, to pillage, and to lie. The truth is not in him. So which we're seeing that Americans have been sheltered for probably since World War I, maybe before, since we had Indian Wars. We have been sheltered from that. But the rest of the world has been exposed to the tragedy, the horrific tortures of non-white people and to Jewish people that hate us. They hate our whiteness, they hate our Christianity, and they want to just destroy us. In a nutshell, I think that's what we've seen here today, Matt.
You have rightly said who it is. The Jews have, folks, almost every liberal inclination in all white countries, you can trace back to Bolshevism, Judaism, communism. And it's always pushed by these rabbis, these liberal, what they call themselves, community organizers. And you cannot deny this anymore because the Jews themselves are admitting it. Folks, they've put out videos saying that they are, in fact, behind the mass immigration into white countries. They have put out their own news articles talking about being pro-immigration, pro-LGBTQ, pro the destruction of the family. They admit it. How can you deny that?
Yes, I do. Matt, there's a Harvard professor. He just recently said, of course, what a surprise, he's Jewish. And he said that the white race needs to be exterminated, to be killed. This isn't the Bombardier's words. You can look it up for yourself. He's a Harvard professor, for God's sakes. And he said the only people to disagree with that, he does not understand how anybody could disagree with wanting to kill the white race because we need to be eliminated, we're so evil. And I'll ask you this. In every single case, when you see these horrific murders, horrific tortures, millions of people being killed, Nick sat here and told us his brother, they skinned him alive like an animal. They cut their limbs off. They gut them in front of their parents' eyes. And you know what? It's always the Jews that's doing this to our people. It's not the Jews that get rounded up in South Africa or Croatia, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same daggum people, Matt.
Folks, I saw a picture that was back in 1920 of Captain Rominski being tortured by Bolsheviks. His foot was tied to a tree. He was disemboweled, and they were spinning him around the tree, pulling his bowels out. all these Bolsheviks are around there watching them do this. It's like a show. Blood River Radio is not a show.
No.
Not entertainment. This is beyond entertainment. This is beyond funny. Our people are on the losing end right now. And we must reclaim what our ancestors fought for. Our ancestors have fought war after war in every white country to hand down to their children what has been handed to us. Whether it was the Boers in South Africa, whether it was the Southern Confederate soldiers in America. You know, you could go time after time. England's had numerous wars where people were trying to escape tyranny. Folks, we can no longer sit quiet. We must take up the mantle of courage that our ancestors had at one time. Even though we've lost it, we can get it back. It's very quick. It can come back.
You know something bad. I wish we had two more hours because, you know what? It's so disgusting to piggyback on what you just said. It's, to me, it's just so ludicrous and disgusting and sickeningly laughable. That's maybe it's an oxymoron or a contradiction of terms. To see Trump up there starting his, you know, his reelection campaign. Trump's a Jew, and he might as well be a Jew. He's done nothing at all for this country. He hasn't arrested Hillary Clinton and the criminal. He hasn't arrested one criminal in this country. He hasn't done anything to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He hasn't wanted to audit the Federal Reserve. He has no intention of building the wall. He has no intention of rounding up these illegals and kicking them the hell out of this country. He has full intention of making himself another liar mat and going over here. Instead of bringing the troops home, he's going to go over here and invade and blade Iran. In Syria, the very country who gives refuge to Christians that had to hightail it out of Israel and hightail it out of Iraq, he's giving them. And who do we fight? Who does this country here fight? Under the great stinking Trump, they fight our own people. You know, he's a stinking liar. I'd rather vote for Satan before I'd vote for him.
And not only that, what else he wants to do is waste 4 more years of your precious time, white man, white woman. Wake up. Stop even trying to vote. Let me explain to y'all something.
That's right.
Let me explain to you something.
There is no political solution, Matt.
Our elections have been rigged for years. They are frauds. They are absolutely frauds. And they're frauding all of us. They're defrauding all of us. Let me explain to you. They didn't give us the option to vote for Jim Crow. They didn't give us an option.
Amen.
They didn't want us to vote for abortion. We didn't get the chance to vote for the Gold Confiscation Act of 1933. We didn't vote for any of these wars from 1900 and up.
That's right. We didn't vote for the stinking IRS.
We didn't vote for the IRS. We didn't vote for the LGBTQs to take over all of our communities and our churches and our religious halls and our stinking parades that we used to honor soldiers and veterans who gave their life and their soul and their blood. No, we didn't vote for any of that. Don't sit here tell me you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. There is no such thing.
That's right.
In America.
Absolutely. And you know what, Matt? You talk about people fighting, our ancestors fighting in war to save this country. I point these little airheads that are joining the Marines and our Army. I see them all the time when I'm out running, training for marathons. And I tell them, you're not taking orders from the Congress. You're not taking orders from the President of the United States anymore. Go and look at the facts. Don't take it from Eddie Miller. We're taking our orders. Our military, Matt, takes their orders from the United Nations and NATO. That's record. That's record. Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense and the 4-star Air Force General, who was Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said that to the Congress and told them, we'll get in touch with you if we need be. But we may not be. But look, I think we're about to run out of time here, people. We're going to recap what we're going to do the rest of the show. We're going to take an hour break. And then the political cesspool is going to come on, and me and Matt and Lee, we're going to help ramrod the political cesspool for James Edwards. I don't know where he is right now, but we're going to rock and roll. You're going to have one hell of a ride with the political cesspool. We're taking an hour break in just a minute, and we'll come back with the cesspool at 8 o'clock, Matt.
Sounds good.
Thomas Sunic's going to be coming. We're going to be interviewing Thomas Sunic from Croatia at 8 o'clock. God bless him, Matt.
God bless everybody at this conference. Thank you for joining us.
To Good night. Good night.
Good night, folks.
See y'all at 8 o'clock, folks.